Good morning. My guest this morning is Todd McMation from the Machiavellvets. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Well, the Machiavellvets is, as I see here by the press release, a musical group. And one of the things that the press release says is the first thing that I'm going to ask you, which is hear what reckless futurism is all about. So what is it all about?
Reckless futurism, that's, well, we've had a kind of a hard time defining what we're doing. You know, I think the music's kind of a pragmatic form of music sense that, like blues is, in the sense like, hey, here's a template where everyone can kind of improvise. So the music started with an idea of like, let's play something fun to play that's fun to play in front of people. And from there, we started building what the sound is.
How long ago was that?
Craig, the other guitar player, Craig Herzog, and I, we've known each other, goes back to Mill Valley in 1972.
So all right.
His younger brother and I have been best friends forever. Craig isn't my best friend. Let's just be clear about that. We're going to put him in a different category of, you know, he's okay, but.
I'm just waiting.
Maybe
don't want to go too far.
I don't want to. Maybe in another 45 years or something, I will you know, bring them a little closer, maybe into the inner circle.
Well, I note also that you are in, the group is inspired by Miles Davis, Weather Report, and the Allman Brothers, which is an odd trio.
I think it is. You know, we've tried to, you know, just kind of find music that inspires us and play, you know, I think what we were playing, you know, back when we started, you know, we were playing, you know, all kinds of stuff. We were really interested in music. The drummer and I were an assigned band in the 90s. And, you know, we thought ourselves as musicians. And then, of course, everything falls apart and we wind up, you know, working at Kinko's or whatever. So so then later on, we're jamming down the street, you know, playing in Camp Meeker. It's Stinky, the plumber's place.
Okay.
And we're playing blues and stuff. You know, there's a lot of cool musicians in there. But, you know, we just wanted to play something more sophisticated. And that's why we started with this. So that way, you know, Craig's very much influenced by, you know, guys like Charlie Parker and Django Reinhardt, Ornette Coleman. He loves stuff like that.
Great,
and
for me,
you know, I like Jeff Beck. I like Gustav Holst. I like Muddy Waters. I like a lot of different stuff. So we're always bringing all these strange things together. I think the reckless futurism is there's kind of this element of science fiction to everything, like where, you know, it's the music, you know, it's melodic, it's lyrical. But sometimes we, you know, there's always this sense of the outlandish or absurd or.
So you have a third CD coming out.
Yeah, we've been recording with these two kids we met at Guitar Center. It's where I hide out from work during the day in San Francisco. And the so this is Sean and Tyler, and they were studying at the Art Institute, and they have a great setup there. And I, you know, the guy said, "Hey, I'm working on my final project. I'm looking for bands to record. It's free. We have this great, you know, Lucasfilm's paid for this board down there. You want to do it?" And I was like, "No, you're going to hate us. You're not going to like us, you know." And then he said,
"You got a bad attitude."
He begs me. He's like, "Just let me hear it." So I let him play it, and the kids like it. So we think, okay, so we go in there. God, these guys are great. These kids are just really the last two records actually were recorded down there, and I don't know. They study really hard. They're both very musical, and they just really helped us kind of create that a kind of a live kind of sound in the studio. That
well, before we end this conversation, we should really mention that you are going to be appearing on the 1st of July. Great date at. The Occidental Center for the Arts, 8 p.m.
Yeah, very excited about that. We played there, I think, last year. And what a great little setup.
And such a nice acoustics in that spot.
You can grab dinner up at the Occidental Hotel. Yeah, I'm a local because I lived in Camp Meeker for 15 years. Love it up there. And the people there that run the place, it's really great at the Occidental Center for the Arts, and this should be a great show.
If
you like instrumental music, we don't have singing, so we try to keep as interesting as possible.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about all this, Todd, and we'll tell once again, Friday, July 1st at the Occidental Center for the Arts, 8 p.m., it is the Machiavellvets. For information, 874-9392 online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. I'm Roland Giacobetti for KRCB. Thanks for listening and have a great day.